Well, we hope you enjoyed your 4th of July holiday yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, patriotism and the symbol of our patriotism here this morning. Bob Boots joins us here this morning, and Bob is in charge of a project that's operated by the Atlantic Rotary Club here locally that has to do with properly retiring used American flags. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning.
You've been doing this with the Rotary Club now for, what, 8 years?
Well, since June the 10th of 2004. So that makes a little over 8 years.
Which is not a long period of time, but you have retired a lot of flags in that amount of time.
Okay, the last count was on the day before the 4th of July was 4,850 flags.
Wow.
Have been turned into that drop box. See, the drop box was originally an old mailbox, and they've repainted it to a red, white, and blue, and had flag drop box on it. And it's located at the front entrance to the American Legion Memorial Building on 2nd and Poplar Street.
And a lot of people obviously know where it's located because you get a lot of flags in there. Does that number surprise you? It seems awfully high.
Started in, I didn't have any idea what to expect. And it's been real interesting. I mean, some of the flags are all sizes from a 3 by 5 inch up to almost 20 by 40 foot flags, which were an extremely large flags.
You know, and that brings up a point there, too, when you mention the different types of flags, the different sizes and things that you get there. You know, I wonder if some people even ask the question that, gee, what needs to be retired? I mean, if I just have a little, you know, wooden stick with a little flag on it that somebody handed out at a parade, mm-hmm. do I have to treat that properly like a flag as well?
Well, they all should be treated the same way. Like their retirement for a flag is they require them to be burned in a solemn situation. It isn't a big public affair. It's more of a quiet ceremony for retirement of the flags. And Boy Scout groups retire them. Veterans groups retire them, and there's a program that you can put on for the retirement of flags.
Mm-hmm. How often do you do that?
Well, it kind of depends on an individual group might want to retire some on Memorial Day. And like if a Boy Scout group wants to retire some, why, we have flags that they can, we can furnish for them if they want to retire the flags.
Mm-hmm.
And here a while back, there's a group of Boy Scouts from Portsmouth, Nebraska, that wanted to retire some, but they didn't know where to get flags. They didn't have enough for a flag ceremony. That was for retire them on Memorial Day. And they came down, we loaded them up with, I'm estimating, probably 800 flags. So I don't know what kind of a shock they got when they had that many to retire, but they'd have enough for several ceremonies.
You ask for it.
Well, they got it.
And you get flags in all kinds of shapes and sizes mm-hmm. and designs and things, too. You've seen all kinds of different ones in the box, haven't you?
Yeah, there has been. I think one of the largest we got, I was never sure where it came from, but I guess it probably came from Adair, where they fly that big flag over there. And there were two of them at the same time, just exactly alike. And there were probably, 6 feet or eight feet of the ends of them that were real bad. So we took a combination of the two flags and we sewed them together and then put a binding around the edge and grommets in it. And that is the same flag that you might see in the parades here in town or at the memorial service out at the cemetery. But that is one that has been deposited at the flag drop box.
Not all flags that go in the box. Folks might think that every flag that is put in there is retired permanently, is through the retirement ceremony, is burned mm-hmm. and destroyed. Not always the case. In some cases, you're able to fix some of these. In some cases, make an interesting project out of them.
It is. It's, I used to have been a partner at Atlantic Upholstering there, and I had one of the sewing machines, and I took it down to the American Legion Memorial Building, and it's in the same room as where we store the flags. So we go through those flags, every one of them, to see whether it is repairable or not. And if it looks like it's repairable, well, we'll put it back, and then I might go down and repair three or four of them, and then we box them up. Now, like the flag at the depot, that's a repaired flag. The one at the American Legion Memorial Building, that's a repaired flag. The one that flies at the City Hall is a repaired flag. Mm-hmm. And there are probably, 50 or so flags that are repaired. If anybody would want one that don't feel like they can afford to buy one, why, I'd be glad to give them one.
Sure.
There are a lot of people that think that they should give something for it. And if they do, why, we just let that go to Arise, and that money goes right directly into refurbishing the American Legion Memorial Building, so we could eventually get it where we can use it more.
You bet. Bob, I know we've all driven around, walked around, looked up at a flagpole and seen a flag and thought, boy, that shouldn't be flying anymore. But are there really any guidelines to it, or is it just kind of common sense and respect?
It's mostly common sense and respect. Now, sometimes a flag will lose its color. Mm-hmm. It might end up with a real pale blue, or it might be a purple field. And sometimes when they come in, the blue might look real good, but its red is all pink. Mm-hmm. And if the colors aren't good, why, it's not good to display. And sometimes there will be just a little bit of the end of them that is frayed out. And if it's not too much of it's frayed out, why, those are the ones that we repair and reuse again. And once in a while, we get one that it's a shame to even show what it looks like.
Well, I know you had some. They can't see it at home, of course, but you had some in a bag here that you brought along. And yikes, some of those don't belong anywhere near a pole anymore. But you take those and you take a look at some of those things, and but think about it too. Just imagine if you were on a pole, stuck in the wind for a long time, flapping around. I mean, it's pretty easy to do that damage, and you kind of keep tabs on those kinds of things. But there are different types of flags, and they come in different types of materials. Now, they're not all cotton flags like they used to be. Are there certain ones that wear better than others?
Well, your nylon and polyester are better for a 24-hour flag. They will hold up to rain and weather better. A cotton flag will lose its color considerably faster. And, of course, then you kind of run into a problem of retiring, because your polyester and nylon they're made from an oil-based material, so they could smoke a lot. And there's been a little kind of discussion on where we could do that. But I've been working with the Cass County Parks Commission. They think that they would give us permission to burn them in one of their parks. Mm-hmm. And that's still we're still working on that. But then I tried to get some information on the smoke. And the DNR, they said, if it's in a city park or in a county park, the park commission has the authority to determine what is right and what is wrong. And DNR also said that as long as it wasn't extremely big numbers you burned at once, just go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do, just kind of use a little common sense of how many and where we do it and what the weather's like and situations like that.
There have been 27 flags so far since the country was born. How many have you seen through the box there? It's been a long time that we've had this current flag.
I have seen, now through the drop box, I'd say only two, the 48-star flag and the 50-star flag. But I have seen the 49-star flag, Betsy Ross flag, the 15-star and 15-stripe flag, and the 24-star flag. Mm-hmm. I have seen those. And then during the Civil War, there were several different numbers of stars on the flags during that period of time. And there's even one that I saw that it's a Confederate flag when they seceded from the Union during the Civil War, and it only has 7 stars in it. Mm-hmm. 15 stripes, but 7 stars.
A lot of different flags and a lot of different reasons. Well, folks, we should. I mean, you know, it is listed in statute how we should treat the American flag and what we should do to honor it during the course of the day. But, you know, it's really important at the end, too. When the flag comes to the end of its useful life, we don't just throw those away. We need to make sure that they're taken care of respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Yes, any flags that are dropped in at the flag drop box there in front of the American Legion Memorial Building on 2nd and Poplar, we go through all those. Any that can be repaired, we repair them so that get a second use out of them. And if they're non-repairable, then we have a flag burning ceremony or flag retirement ceremony for them.
Almost two a day get dropped off in that box on average over the course of time since you've started that project. That's an awful lot of flags to take care of.
Yeah, 4,850 as of the day before the 4th of July.
And growing. So remember that flag that you saluted and spent some time honoring yesterday is one that also should be taken care of even when it comes to the end, as I say, of its useful life. Bob, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me come in and tell a little bit about the flag drop box.